This is one of the most fun stories of all, and I think you're going to love it. I got to the store in January of 1956. It was March, and the fall season was over with, and at my mom had an appointment with my boss, who was the buyer of Upstairs Kids, to take the leftover children's coats down to the basement. That was typical. At the end of every fall season, the leftover children's coats went from the upstairs floor down to the basement floor. And I was sitting on the floor of the stockroom taking markdowns on the blouses. And he came to the office and asked to speak to my boss, and she hadn't come back from her lunch yet, and so he was waiting for her, and he said, "You're new here, aren't you?" And we introduced ourselves. "Yes, I'm Naomi Hirschman, new in the store." And he said, "Yes, my name is Mo Littleson. You're new in town." And we chatted for a while, waiting for my boss to come for her appointment. And he said, "Where do you live?" And I told him where I live. He said, "Oh, that's near where I'm living." And he ascertained that I was taking the bus home. He said, well, I will be happy to give you a ride home. And from that point on, for the next few weeks, he would give me a ride home. I learned much later that it was nowhere near where he lived. But he would give me a ride home every night. When I moved here, it was shortly after my father had passed away, and my mother and my little brother and my little sister decided to move here with me. That wasn't part of the plan. I had moved here and they came after me, and so we were all living here. And my mother fell madly in love with Mo, and so he would stay for dinner sometimes. And this was March, and we were dating, and my whole family fell madly in love with him. And fortunately for me, he would get me a ride home most evenings. It was May, and he would give me a ride home. Sometimes he'd stay for supper, and sometimes he'd take me to the movies. But he would drop me off long about 8:30, and he would run home because he and his roommate were living in a duplex, and their dining room table was big enough to play poker at. And among their circle of friends, their place was the only place big enough to play poker at. So practically every night of the week, there was a poker game at their house. And so I would get dropped off about 8:30, no matter what we were doing, and that he would go home and play poker. And on about May, it was getting very, very serious, and he got me off, and he said, "I think we should get very serious." And I said, "No, I think we should stop seeing each other because I am playing second fiddle to a poker table." And he said, "You can't be serious. You must be kidding." And I said, "No, I'm not kidding. And I think that we shouldn't see each other anymore." And sure enough, we broke up in May. This was March, and then now it's May. And so we broke up in May. He had already asked me to marry him, and I said, "No, thank you. I don't really want to marry a guy who plays poker every night." And this was the sweetest, nicest guy you ever met, but I did not want to be playing second fiddle to a poker table. This is May, and the next month is June, and my birthday is June the 20th. And he called me and he said, "I'd like to take you to see Sophie Tucker at the Dolphus Hotel for your birthday." Now, you're too young to know who Sophie Tucker is. I believe that's correct. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Adolphus Hotel was the grand ballroom of the city. If you got an invitation to go to the Adolphus Hotel, to the grand ballroom, to see the entertainer, that was the hot date. And Sophie Tucker was a great comedian entertainer, and she was in town entertaining, and it was my birthday, and I couldn't possibly say no thank you to that. And if you were going to the Adolphus Hotel to the Grand Ballroom, you wore a long dress, and it was the hottest date in town. And I said, okay. He took me to see Sophie Tucker at the Grand Ballroom of the Adolphus Hotel, and I wore a long dress, and he brought me a corsage and brought me a beautiful birthday present, which happened to be one of my favorite things. It was the complete album of Paul Yash.
Mm.
And that night, I came home, and I said to my mother, I think I want to marry this guy. Now, I was really career-oriented and had no intention of getting married. However, I'd met the guy of my dreams, and at dinner at the Adolphus Hotel, he said, can we see each other again if I promise to play poker only one night a week? And I said, okay. And I woke up my mother at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I said, I think I want to marry this guy. And she said, well, then wake him up and tell him. Because she's not, understand, my mother's madly in love with him. And she said, well, wake him up and tell him. I said, it's 2 o'clock in the morning? My mother is the most conservative lady you've ever met. I said, mother, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. She said, so big deal. He's not asleep yet. He just dropped you off. I called him up. And I asked him to marry me, and he said, yes. This is June the 20th. This is now June the 21st, and on July the 21st, we got married.
Wow, what an incredible story.
Well, I joined Center Brothers in January. I met Mo in March. We got engaged in June and got married in July. That's part of my retelling story. I don't know if you want to put that in the biography, but it's part of my biography.
Absolutely, absolutely. And how interesting that that relates so closely to the place that both of you worked, too.